welcome to the Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day and Spring Break episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 27th episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Gail Ketchum of Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations to Ms. Ketchum. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team at Bridgeport Elementary School. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It has been another fantastic week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Last weekend, I had the chance to attend the annual Wayne Winter Games Health Fair, and new this year, the Office of Special Services Giant Mile around the inside of Ben Davis High School. We'd like to thank the Wayne Township Education Foundation, the Wayne Wellness Team, and all of our schools and community partners who made this fantastic event possible. I also had the opportunity to attend Ben Davis High School's theatrical performance of Puffs last weekend. Congratulations to our students. The performance was absolutely incredible, and also a congratulations to Mr. Fraley, who produced the show with our students. It was great to be in the Little Theater in person once again to watch our students perform. Also, congratulations to our still undefeated 30-0 Ben Davis Giants boys basketball team on their regional win over Cathedral last Saturday. We look forward to cheering on the Giants as they advance to semi-state in a matchup against Bloomington North this Saturday at noon at Newcastle High School. I also want to congratulate senior Zane Dowdy, who was named Marion County Boys Basketball Player of the Year, and Coach Don Carlisle, who was named the Marion County Coach of the Year by the Marion County Coaches this past Tuesday. A clean sweep by the Ben Davis Boys Basketball Program. On Monday evening, we honored our student artists from schools across the district at the annual Superintendent's Art Competition Awards Reception. Congratulations to all of our art winners, and a very special thank you to the amazing art teachers who inspired them and chose the artwork to submit this year for the Superintendent's Art Competition. Next time you're in the Education Center, make sure to walk around our hallways and look at the student art that we have on display. On Thursday morning, the school board visited Wayne Preparatory Academy and Sanders School. Both visits were excellent. We got to hear from students, we got to hear from staff, and it was great to see both of those programs this week. Also, last evening, we partnered with Kaufman Wealth Management to host our second educational workshop for retirement planning. If you missed it and have questions about your retirement, make sure to contact one of our financial advisors, either Joe Kaufman at Kaufman Wealth Management or Todd Biebrick with Corebridge. Also, last evening, Dr. Suggs was very busy after presenting to the Indiana Aspiring Superintendents. She joined other staff members and administrators, along with 10 other school districts and local universities, to host the Diversity Teacher Recruitment and Information Fair, which is one of many teacher recruitment efforts as we ramp up for a busy hiring season. I am excited to have as my guest today. We always like to bring in our latest and greatest information, and joining me today is our Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, Dr. Shania Suggs. Welcome, Dr. Suggs.
Thank you so much. I'm excited about being here and certainly talking about recruitment and retention.
We have so much to talk about, don't we? Mm-hmm. I mentioned the Diversity Recruitment Fair. Let's talk about that first. So last night, you and Mr. Fessler, I believe Mr. Mark and one other administrator, mm-hmm. I think I saw in that tweet, were able to represent Wayne Township and to talk to prospective teachers at that recruitment fair. Tell us a little bit about how that got set up and where it was located and how long has this been going on?
Oh, good. 15 years plus. Wow. We have been part of this group of assistant superintendents, directors of human resources to come together. Have an opportunity for diverse populations who are interested in becoming teachers to come and showcase their skills, their talents, and have an opportunity to talk to all the school districts at once. And so we did have over 10 school districts represented, mostly Marion County school districts. We had four universities, including IUPUI. We had Marion. We also had Martin University for the first time as a partner. And our fourth university eludes me. It'll come to me in just a second. UND.
Which is great partner of ours.
Great partner. Yep. Absolutely. So it was a wonderful event, a lot of networking. I think the people that joined us, they were really surprised at how welcoming it was. There's not the sense of competition among school districts. We really are all there to look for good people who want to join us. It's called an information fair as well, because we wanted to attract people who are even interested in our career. And so that's why the university partners were there, to talk about their transition to teach programs, or anyone who have yet to get a bachelor's degree and want to become teachers. We want to make sure that we're reaching all populations.
Excellent. Well, and we know this is a busy time. We're starting to, we mentioned the retirement seminar, so we know that people are starting to think about if they've not already thought about retiring. We know that we're going to see folks that may be moving or relocating and leaving some positions open for us. We had the chance just recently to interview some student teachers. You want to talk about that process?
Absolutely. So we do take the opportunity to talk to our student teachers about their learning during that process and their future as teachers. And so we interviewed them. All of our principals participated in that. We had approximately 32 student teachers in that event, and we offered 20 of them open contracts. And we've done that probably for the past 5 years or so, and has been a really great recruiting tool for us. We've hired tremendous teachers who have mostly student taught here in our district, who understand our goals, our mission of Wayne Township, and most importantly, understand how we serve our kids.
I mentioned how busy you were. I attended the event that you presented to the aspiring superintendents and their mentors. You talked about a lot of this work that we're doing here in the MSD of Wayne Township regarding recruitment and retention. What else are we doing to try to bring in and try to attract new teachers, but also to retain the great teachers that we have?
That's such a loaded question, right? You know, I am biased. I want to put that on the table. I love Wayne. I'm just completing my 30th year. I believe it to be the best place to be a teacher, to be an administrator, to be as an employee. So it's not hard for me to talk about that with people. And so recruitment, one of the things we talked about last night with aspiring superintendents is that recruitment happens all the time. There's not a season, though I would say right now we're in our heaviest season, as my colleague, Mr. Kyle Fessler, and I are going around the state to all of our universities and participating in the traditional hiring fairs and really putting Wayne Township out there on display. And we've done that for years as well. But really this recruitment of good people to come to our district, not just teachers, but in all positions, is a year-round challenge. And so for that reason, just this past winter, we had a hiring event, hosted it at Garden City. And really the goal there was to attract our classified employees. We had our transportation department. We had our operations people. We had our child nutrition administration there. And it was a great event. And we hired some really good employees from that event. And I believe that something will continue. Again, recruitment happens all the time. So I keep my cards on me all the time. Whatever, if I'm in the grocery store, I make sure that I let people know that it is an amazing opportunity. And if someone has an interest in it, I'm ready to tell them all about it. Retention, as I was talking to the aspiring superintendents, I truly believe that is another space that we need to concentrate, because we have amazing staff that choose Wayne every day, and it's why we're so great. And so really paying attention to the things that we do well, having a great communication with our staff, and I think we do that very well, but understanding what the needs are, understanding that people are doing their best, and that together we continue to serve kids very, very well. So that's a space that I think together we get better as we learn what staff need, what they in terms of professional development and feeling supported, having a great work environment. The culture here in Wayne is that we're here together. That's why it's We Are Wayne. And so we want to make sure everyone who's part of our work here in the school district understands that and feels supported. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking about all of the different ways that you work to support our staff, our current staff, and have a very tight and close relationship, work very closely with the Wayne Township Classroom Teachers Association, especially their leadership, and I know that you are in conversation with them often to address any concerns and items that may come up from our teachers through the association. But also to keep our association aware when things are happening in our school district. You serve on our wellness committee, our health insurance committee, to make sure that we are looking at the best benefits and opportunities for our staff members as well. And so those are some really critical things. And you mentioned this was our busiest time, but times have changed. And it used to be that you were pretty well done hiring by the time school started. Now in July for us, but that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, it's not, and I can say that for this school year, we've had quite a few positions open, specifically in special ed, and that's a place we're focusing on in terms of filling those positions. And so, yeah, it does not slow down, and the work continues constantly. You mentioned CTA. I just want to give them a shout out. They're amazing. Our Wayne Township Classroom Teachers Association work really hard to keep the lines of communication open, help us administration to understand the needs of teachers. And so, you know, that relationship really is what makes things work here for us. And I appreciate all that they do.
We've been very blessed with that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I too would echo your sentiments that, our ability to work together. We don't always agree,
right?
And we don't always have the same perspective. Matter of fact, that's what makes this work, is CTA is able to represent the needs and the concerns and the desires of our teachers and bring those to the table so that we can work together to try to just create a great environment. You know, teaching's not getting any easier, and we know especially in the last our ancestors probably said this too, but in the last 5 to 10 years, we've seen things get a lot more challenging. And so continue to look for ways. We've been very proud to be one of the highest paying districts, but we know pay isn't what keeps people around, is it?
It certainly is. And it's nice. And it has always been a focus in Wayne Township that we make sure we have great salaries for our employees. But it's much more than that. And you mentioned the wellness committee, our insurance committee. We certainly understand that the work has not gotten easier and that the challenges have gotten greater. And so really listening to employees in terms of wellness options we have available, our EAP, our employee assistance program, and the offerings in that realm that they're meeting the needs of our staff has been very, very important. Talking to staff about leaning on each other when they need assistance or they need some support, creating those spaces in all of our buildings where you can just take a minute to breathe has been very important over time. But all those efforts have been about, you know, making sure that staff in a really tough, challenging environment know that they're not alone. And that the supports that they need, that we can provide those for them so they continue to do a great job.
And you have shared recently with the superintendent's cabinet and with the board, you are about to embark on an activity that is going to try to get some additional information from our staff called, I think they're called stay interviews.
That is correct.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
I will. Let me preface that conversation with what we do every year at our new teacher breakfast. We hire approximately 120 new teachers, and we always survey them as to why they come to Wayne. And that's really important data so that we know what attracts people to us. What are they hearing in the community? What's important to people? And it's great data. And I would like to say that the number one reason they come here is because they hear about the culture of Wayne, which is so gratifying.
Yes, it is.
It is. And so on the other end of that spectrum, when people leave us for whatever reason, to stay home or a promotion of some sort, whatever reason, we always send a survey to find out that information. And employees always can schedule a meeting in human resources if they'd like to talk. But everyone has the opportunity to let us know why they're separating, because that information is just as important. The activity that you referenced, the stay interviews, is a fairly new phenomenon. But really, it gives us an opportunity to meet face-to-face with our staff that are here. Why do you stay? Mm-hmm. What do you want us to know that is really working? What are the areas where you think we can really grow more? Mm-hmm. What do we need to know to make this an even better place to be? And so I'm excited. That'll be happening this spring in various buildings. And excited anytime I can sit down one-on-one with staff and hear their stories is a treat for me. So we will be kicking that off when we get back from spring break and using that data to make really good decisions.
So staff should watch for an email or a phone call or even a memo that is going to try to reach out and to identify individuals to participate in that. We hope that staff, when they do get that communication from human resources, that they will be willing to provide that feedback so that we can continue to work on our end to improve the climate, the culture, the work environment for staff who are already with us, and then to also to really be prepared to onboard new teachers and to help them become part of We Are Wayne for a long period of time, maybe their entire career. I had I attended a wedding this past weekend, and I was able to recruit a teacher candidate at that wedding. And so you mentioned the grocery store. There's lots of opportunities. What about our current teachers? We say 75% of our current staff or our teachers are not necessarily residents of Wayne, so we have a really large footprint, large outreach that can occur. So what can current staff do to help with our recruitment efforts?
Our best recruitment effort is our current staff. Why? Because our staff understand our community, our goals, they understand our children, and can tell the story the best. And so we've made some amazing hires because we had current staff say, you need to come here and work. You would be a great fit. And so I would encourage staff to continue to do that. Anyone you think that would make us a great place for them and they would be great for kids, please refer them to us and we'd be happy to talk with them.
Well, Dr. Suggs, I'm always amazed at how calm your disposition is, how much you can tell you truly care about every employee that comes into your office, that every employee who reaches out to you. Your heart is certainly one that tries to help every employee through whatever situations they're working on. So thank you for what you do each and every day, and thank you for what you do to promote Wayne and to really take care of our employees.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to do the work.
Our guest today has been Dr. Shania Suggs, Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources here in the MSD of Wayne Township, always available to talk, to chat, to share information with any employee. You know how to reach her. Coming up, good luck to our Ben Davis Giants boys basketball team playing in the semi-state versus Bloomington North tomorrow at noon. The winner of that game will take on the winner of the 10 o'clock game in the championship at 8 p.m. Both of those games will be at Newcastle High School to determine who will be playing in the state championship next weekend. We also want to wish our Ben Davis Winter Guard, Winter Winds, and Winter Percussion, all three groups, good luck as they compete in the state competitions this Saturday in three different locations. A lot going on this weekend in Wayne Township. Also, good luck to the Chapelwood Robotics team led by coaches Mary Mason and Carrie Duff. They also are in the state robotics competition, competing on March the 25th during spring break. As I mentioned, of course, spring recess begins right now, actually. And we'll go Monday, March 20th through Friday, March 31st. All district offices will be closed the week of March 27th. I wish you all a restful and relaxing spring break, whether you're traveling or not. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in on April the 7th. Yes, you heard me right. April the 7th. You're going to have to wait for our next episode to hear the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great spring break.